You're holding Daf Tezayin Amar Aleph, just last Mishnah was again. The Mishnah says that Kol HaNeveilois is Mstar from Zu Mzu. If Yida Chatzi Kizayis from one Nevela, a Nevela is a dead animal, and another Chatzi Kizayis from another dead animal, so it's Mstar from Zu Mzu, that should be over the Lav, not to the Nevela. And Havmina right now is that even though one's a Behema Temeya, one's a Behema Torah, it doesn't make a difference. Now that the animals are dead, they both have Issa Nevela on them, and therefore Kol HaNevela from Mstar from Zu Mzu. And also the Mishnah says, B'chol HaShkotzim, and the Yisra Shekets also is Mstar from Zu Mzu. That's also like all the Shrotzim, also Yechai V'Vida Kezayis of it. So now if Yida Chatzi Kezayis from one Sheretz, and another Chatzi Kezayis from another Sheretz, L'maisi Yud B'chayiv, Yechai V'Vida Kezayis of it together, Yechayiv. Samur says, Omar Rav, Rav says, though you should know, on top of the Tezayin now, Omar Rav lo yishonu elulinyin tumah. He also knows that the Mishnah says it's mistarfen, all nevelas, which is mashmi, even a nevela of a behema tahira. Let's say a cow dies, and the wadin of a nevela behema tameya. Let's say if a camel dies, that the Mishnah's mashmi chatzigazim mistarfen. So Rav says not linyan achila, but it's talking about rather linyan tumah. Linyan tumah, Rashi says. That what do we say in the Mishnah? Nevelas are mistar from zu mzu de mashma. Afilu nevela behema tameya. Let's say a dead camel. In nevelas behema tameya with a dead cow. When is it mistar from nechatzi v'chatzi zayis? El linyan tuma. Onu negeat hilchas tuma. We know a nevela is called a navat tuma. If you touch a nevela, if an adam touches a nevela, it becomes a rishon, it becomes tamei. How much of a nevela do you have to touch? Even a kazayis of it. So this halacha is mistar from the magaya behem, that if you have a chatzi gezayis of a nevela of a cow and a chatzi gezayis of a nevela of a camel, and that together, so it's a gezayis together, if you touch it, you become tamei. So only vilchus tumo does the mishnah mean to say it's mistar from. And Rashi says, because the pasuk says hanageya benevelosa yitmo. So therefore, no matter which nevela you touch, if together it's a gezayis, you become tamei. But Rav holds Avolinyan Achila Tahirim Bifnei Atzman Hu Tmeim Bifnei Atzman. He holds if you want to eat the Issa of eating from the Nevela, then only all Behemoth Torahs are Mitzvah from Zu Mzu. If you have a dead cow and a dead lamb, and you have a Chatzi Gezayis of one, a Chatzi Gezayis of the other one, then it's Mitzvah from. Because there both of them have the Issa Nevela, and therefore the Issa Nevela is Mitzvah from. And Hu Adin Tmeim Bifnei Atzman. Let's say you have a camel. Let's say you have a pig, they have a chatzi gezayis of this one, a chatzi gezayis of that one, to roast some starfin. And we'll soon see the svarius, cause Rav holds ein issa chalal issa. Therefore, since the pig and the camel had an issa as a behemoth to mayu on it when it was alive, so now when it dies, he holds there's no issa nevela chal, ein issa chalal issa. Therefore, when it dies, it only has the issa of a behemoth to mayu, not the issa of a nevela. So therefore, you can't be mistar of a chatzi gezayis of a dead cow with the chatzi gezayis of a dead camel, because on the cow there's an issa nevela, but on the camel is an issa machmas the gomel the beima tameya, not as the issa nevela. Therefore, the guy eating them, he holds not mitzdarfin tameya and teira. So therefore, when the Mishnah says it's all mitzdarfin, it's only vilchus tuma, but vilchus achila and echnam, you have to divide them up. All beima teiras when they're dead, the nevelas are mitzdarfin, and all beima tameyas they're also nevelas are mitzdarfin. But not a behemoth Torah with a behemoth Temeya. Now, this is a Rav Shita. Now, the Gemara says, the Levi Yom Levi says no. That afilu liachilu namim mitzdarfen. The Mishnah means completely. And the Mishnah says, kol anavilos mitzdarfeis, zuim zu means even for achila. That means, if you eat a chatzi kezayis of a dead cow and a chatzi kezayis of a dead camel, so you be chayiv over this in the Yom mitzdarfen. And the swear is because Levi holds, issa chalalissa. Even though on this camel, when it was alive, there was an Issa of Behemoth Tameir on it. Now when it dies, the second Issa of Nevela was also Chal upon the Behemoth Tameir. Therefore, both the camel and the cow both have an Issa Nevela on them. Therefore, the Mishnah says it to Mustafin, Chatzi Gesayis from both of them to Mechayiv you for the Achila. That's Levi's Halacha. As a Machlokes, rather than Levi, whether he held Issa Chalal Issa, whether he had the Issa Nevela on a Behemoth Tameir or not. Now the Gemara says, Ravasi, and Ravasi says, Tahirim li'atzmon, hu tumeyim li'atzmon. Ravasi says, no, Tahirim are separately, and tumeyim are separately. The question is, what is Ravasi saying? So Ika the army, some say Pligi Yad Rav. The Rav Asi comes to argue on Rav. And Rav Asi holds that completely Torahim are separate, even Filchus Tumah. That means Rav says, when the Mishnah says Kol Ham Nevels and Starfus, it means Tagi Behemet Tamei and Torah, but not Negeat Achilu, Negeat Filchus Tumah. Rav Asi is saying, no, even Filchus Tumah, then I'm Starfin. The Mishnah means Kol Nevels, it only means the Torahim are Starfin Liatzman, and the Behemet Tameyas, those Nevels are Starfin Liatzman, even for Tumah. That's one shot in Rav Asi. And Ika the army, some say no, that like Pligi, that no, Rav Asi does not argue on Rav. And Rav Asi is saying the same halacha like Rav, that Nageya to Tumah, he agrees for Tumah them star from Zu and Zu. He's only saying for the Din Achila Shaboy, only the Behemah Tahiros, those Nevelas are star from Zilazegos, they all have Tumas, they all have an Issa Nevela on it. Mashenk and Behemah Tumayos are not star from, because they do not have an Issa Nevela, they only have an Issa Behemah Tumayah. So to Shiloh, what exactly Rav Asi means to say? Now the Gemara says, Meisri, have a question. It says, Misas Porom, you have a dead cow, O V'chayi Gomel, and a live camel. Ezei Mitzarfim Ze Im Ze. If you take a Chatzik Zayis off a dead cow from a Nevela, and a Chatzik Zayis off a live camel, like an Eivor Minachai, Bosa Minachai, if you take these two Chatzik Zayis together, so it says clearly, Ein mitzarfim zeh mzeh, the nam mitzarfim together. Rashi says it means shim noto chatzi zayis mi poramesa. He take a chatzi zayis off a dead cow. Vechot rosi karu of chatzi zayis if of a gezayis mi gomachai from a live camel. Viochlam and you eat them together. Is they name mitzarfim nachayiv loy mishum nevela de misas pora, because the pora has an isn nevela on it. You only had a chatzi zayis of it. And v'loy mishum eva menachai habom migomachai, because you only had a chatzik zayis on that. So these two things are not mitzarfin, because they're not the same nisa. One's a nisa nevela and one's a nisa bosa menachai. So therefore, since you only had a chatzik zayis of each one of them, they're not mitzarfin, you're not chayiv malchus. But the diik is ha'misa shnei mitzarfin. Mashmudov, the camel died, and now you had a chatzik zayis from the cow and a chatzik zayis from the nevela of the camel. You are chayiv. Ulkasha Luravasi should be Kasha Navasi. Here are Kopon with Mashmah from Starfin. So who is the Kasha according to the second Pshat in Ravasi? By Bishlam, according to Rav, you could say the Pshat from Starfin over here would be Vilchus Tumah. The Kopon of Vilchus Tumah, they would be Starfin. So when the camel is alive, the Bosar has no Din Tumah on it. Bosar Menachai only has an Issa, doesn't have any Din Tumah. But now when it's Mace, though, it's Starfin, because now they both have Tumah on them. So according to Rav, it wouldn't be a kasha. This braisa, the diik is that when they die, they'll be mitzarfin from Vilchus Tumah. But if you learn the second pshat, if you learn the pshat that Rav Asi is arguing on Rav, and he holds even Vilchus Tumah, then now mitzarfin, since they're different dinim. One's a nevela behema Torah, one's a nevela of a camel. So here it's a kasha, here it's a mashma, then when they're mace, the yam is from the two. So Mer says, no, it could be the way Rav Asi would learn this braisa, the pshat is like this. A mitzvah, this rather. When they both would be alive, if you have a live cow and a live camel, and you take out, cut off the chatzik zayis from the cow and the chatzik zayis from the camel, then they both have the same issa. They both have the issa of aver of basam and achai, and then they'll be mitzarfin. But enechnami could be lacha misa for ilchus tumah. The nam mitzarfin has two different dinim: a beima tahara and a beima tameya. And if so, who does this price go like? I'll tell you, Mani Rabbi Yudi goes according to Rabbi Yudah. The yom that he holds, Eva Menachai Noyig B'Temeya, that the din Eva Menachai applies even by Behemoth Temeya also. So Behemoth Temeya, camel, if you cut off a piece of bosa from it, there's an Issa Bosa Menachai. So therefore, he could be starved these two things together. That's the Bryson. That's the Deeg of the Bryson. Now that one's alive and one's dead, it's not Mitzarfin. But Mashmah, if they'll both be together, I mean, if they'll both be alive, you take off the chatzik zayis from this one, the chatzik zayis from that one, then it would be mitzarfin. So therefore, it's still not a kasha and Rav Asi. But what do you want to say? Avo mistashne, but when both of them die, you have a dead cow and a dead camel, then they're not mitzarfin at all. My, what do you want to tell me? Learn mitzarfin, they're not mitzarfin at all. According to Rav Asi, if so, him came. My irid deroyit v'toni. Misas porav achayi gomel. Why does the Brayse have to say the case with the not mitzarfin? where you took a chatzik zayis off the dead cow, and a chatzik zayis off the live camel, why do you have to say that's a kesanam mitzarfin? They should have said a bigger chiddush. The brasha should have said ho afilu misas shneyum loy mitzarfin. According to Rabasi, you're telling me even after they both die from the nevelish shabbat, they're not mitzarfin at all, not for the chila, not for the tumah. So should have said a bigger chiddush. Not only because one's alive and one's dead, but even if they both be dead, it should be the same halacham, that they won't be mitzarfin. That's one kashya in Rabasi. But this bryce is mashma clearly that when they're both dead, there would be hilchos tziruf. You could be mitzarf the two. So our koponim, you have to say, at least like Rav, that our koponim at least hilchos tuma. That if you touch a chatzik zayis of the dead cow, and a chatzik zayis of the boss you took off from the camel, that koponim would mitzarf for tuma at least. The mashmorim when they're alive, they're mitzarfin. But if they both be dead, then they both have tuma, then they would be mitzarfin. So a koponim is mashmorim, at least like Rav, not this sheet in Rabasi, the argues completely. So that's one question. For Yoid, secondly, Tani, we went to Sefer, says like this. That Sefer over there says, Chatzi zayis poro, bechayeho. You cut off a chatzi zayis from a live cow. The chatzi zayis gomu v'misosa. You cut off a chatzi zayis of a dead camel. It says clearly, aim at starfin. It's not at starfin. And the Bryce says clearly, avachatzi zayis mi poro, vachatzi zayis mi gomu. You take a chatzi zayis from both of them. Bein bechayeho, bein v'misosa, starfin. If they both be the same status, if they both be dead, or they both be alive, then the yarmit starfin. Samora says, according to Rabasi, then, the Kurakashi Resha Sefer, the steer to the Resha to the Sefer. The Sefer is clearly yarmit starfin. And according to the Resha, you want to say Rabasi holds, no, they won't be mit starfin when they meet Misa. They'll only be mit starfin with the Chayehim. But when they meet Misa, they won't be mit starfin. Here it's clearly in the Braisa so that one of them are mit starfin only when one's alive and one's dead. But if they're both alive or both dead, then the yarmit starfin. It says clearly, even though you have a behema, you have a dead cow and a dead camel here, you take a chatzik zayis from both of them, you would have a tziruf. So our koponim, you have to say it because tumah, like Rav learns, that if you touch now these two chatzik zayis together, you become tamei. Our koponim, it's a kasher and mavashi. So Mar says, El alab shmamin, we hear from this brisa clearly, that misa shneim et starfin, enachanami. That Misa's name is Mitzarfin. That when you have the dead cow and the dead camel here, and if you have a Chatzi Gezayas from both of them, a Chatzi B'Chatzi together with the Gezayas, you are Chayiv. Good, according to Rav, you Chayiv only Mishum Tumah, and according to Levi, it's even Mitzarfin for the Din Achila. But I call upon him, it's a Kashan Ravasi. So Gemara says, no. Omulach Ravasi, Ravasi could answer you like this and say, Hai Tanis Savi Issa Chalalissa. Shot from this tanner is Vilchus Tumah, maybe he agrees to me. Since they have different dinim tumah, they're not mitzarfin together. That what this Bryce is mashmo, they're both dead. They're mitzarfin, that means al t'issa nevela. I, on a behemoth tumeya, since it's chal, first the behemoth tumeya, where's the issa on the vela chal? The Torah says, this Bryce holds issa chal alissa. If you hold from issa chal alissa, then even on a behemoth tumeya, even on a camel, when it's dead, there is an issa nevela. Then it's good words, Mistarfin. If you have a chatzi gezayis from a dead cow and a chatzi gezayis from a dead camel, you put the two together, you raid the gezayis of an isna velo, therefore you'll be chayiv. But then Echnami, Ravasi himself holds though that ain't isna chalalissa. Therefore will not be Mistarfin. And no one didn't, because Tum also he holds you can't be Mistarfin to two, you can't be Mistarfin to din Tum of a behemoth Torum with the din of a behemoth Tameya. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda Marav, Rav Yehuda Marav says that Achila Shrotzim Loikol of the Kezayis. Somebody eats a sheretz, you should know you only get Malkas if you eat a Kezayis. Even though the Chiddush is for the Hilchos Tumah by Basheretz is a special Gezeiras HaKosev, that if you touch the Chadosha, the size of Chadosha, the lentil worth of it, less than the Kezayis, you become Tamei. But Hilchos Achila holds you only Chayiv Malkas like if you eat a Kezayis of it. My time, what's the reason? Achila Ksibu says the word Achila, Mashman Achila, and Achila always means a Kezayis. For the Gemara Ai, Votoni Rabbi Yosi Bar Rabbi Chanina, Kaimid Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan once learned in front of Rabbi Yochanan like this, when the Apostle says in Vayikra, V'hivdaltem bein ha-behema ha-tahiro le-tameya. He should divide, to make a difference between the behema, turn the behema to meya. Or bein oif ha-tameya le-tor, also different dinim between oif tameya and oif tor. And the first is the blood to shaks was not for seichem, but behem of life. Or the whole asher timor shradoma, asher of doubt ilachem letome. That it all have a din tumor on it. So the question is, posta chakosa biachilu, the postach starts off saying about an isra achilu, when it says, viv doubtem, Rashi says, the silver shisaks was not for seichem, hainu bachilu, means not eat it. The ochalu mishaket nafshe, because if you eat from these things, you mishaket yourself, you make it disgusting yourself. So when the Torah says the lab of loytis shaksu, that means loshen of achilo. And beside the end of the post, it says opetuma. It says, if thou to lechem letome. So the question is, what's going on in this postik? So Yechon says, the pshaf in the postik is like this, that ma tuma bechadosha. Just like we know, if you touch a chadosha lentil's worth of a sheket, you become tamei from the ches shirotzim. Is afachil the same thing? If you over the lab of not eat a sheretz, is bachadosha that if you eat the size of a chadosha, you chayif. And the kalser Rabbi Yechon, Yechon was the kals, praised him. So the churim mashma that this is a good svara. And Tosfos says not from the kasher is gavra gavra. What's the kasher in Rab? Maybe Rab argues, but the kasher that since kalser Rabbi Yechon praised this svara, mashma it's a good svara. So in svara it's a good kasher in Rab. Here the posuk is mashmam that by the chesh rotzim at least the din achil was telling the din tuma that since you told me if it touched the chadosha sheboy who would then the din achil also be the chadosha sheboy. So Moshe says the sov the kash lo the rav should be kash and rav. So Moshe says the kash is no stira. Kan the nisoson kan the chayeyim. So in other words, when do we say from Shem Yechon's halacha that yichay the chadosha that's after the sheretz is mace? Once it's made, since it has a tumor, and then if you eat it, the locher is yichayiv for eating the size of a kadosha, since for that size you also have an isa tumi, you become tumi. But kan b'chayayim, like when did Rabbi Yehuda Marav say that achilu shirotzim yoni loike v'yidikizayis, that's when it's still alive. B'chayayim, they have no din tumi yet, so therefore they yet go bosa kizayis. But Omalei Abayi, Abayi says back, no, for a rabba mas nisim koi, rabba is going on a mishnah. Umas Nisna Mishnah says a lotion of Kol Hashrotzim Kitoni, Mashma Filu Bimisosan. Rav Chur is going on our Mishnah, the Mishnah says Beshrotzim Yichayiv, so Rav says Yoni Chayiv Yividikizayis, and Mashma even a Sheretz after its mace. So it's a Kasha. Here Rabbi Yochanan brings down the Drosha of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanino from a posset that's Mashma when you eat the Sheretz after its mace, that just like Yavadin Tumah, if you touch it, to touch the size of a chadosha, become tamei, who would then achilus be chadosha? So what's Shan Rav? So the answer is, O Malay Rabbi Yosef, Yosef says, Hu diyuka, di lochu, but Rav shmaita biyal makomik, it's not true, Rav is not going on a mission in economy, Rav is not talking about the Mishnah. What's the claim? Hai diyuka, the kodaika, the Rav amathisin, koi shalach yehei, that's only your diyuk. But he doesn't know like that. Ravada that Rav says Achilus Shirotzim is Bekazayis, he's not going on a Mishnah, and then Echnami it's a locha by itself. So once you say it's a locha by itself, then it's not sure to say that Rav Yudam Rav says Achilus Shirotzim is Bekazayis, that's Vidit when they're still alive. Then there's no din tumor on them, therefore you don't have the din of a Bechadosho, therefore Yoni Chai Vivit the size of Bekazayis. Then Echnami, once it's made that has a din tumor on it, then just like the din tumor is Bechadosho, who are din, the achilus shabayrosi bichayiv, it be the kezayis of the sheretz. Now it says, the kalser of Yechon and praised this halacha that Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina said. Meisve, I have a question. It says, v'evorim ein lehem shiur. This is a mishnah in Oilus. It says, the evorim have no shiur, mitzvah afilu pochus mekezayis nevela, or pochus mechadosha min asheretz, mitamim. So if you have an aver, like minachai, if an aver comes off the animal, so no matter how small the animal is, it has a shear, even though this aver is smaller than the kazayis, still it has tumas novela on it, still it has tumas aver minachai, who are din, even though the aver is less than a chadosha, for the sheretz, would also be metamim. And the Yomer of Yochanan Yochanan says, ein loikin aleim elav kazayis. Yochanan says, you should know that that's only a locha, ein lo shear vilchus tumah. But if you eat it, you only chayiv even the kazayis of it yichayiv. So it's a stira. Rabbi Yochanan before just comes kalsay praise that the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina dash and the psukim before that mashma that since the tum of shirotzim is bachadosha who would then if you eat the size of the chadosha you like him. And here Rabbi Yochanan says no. Rabbi Yochanan learns Pshan, this Mishnah, when it says, Hey, Vor, Main Lem Shir, it only means Vilchas Tumah. But not for the Yisra Achilles Shabbai, Vit, the Seva Menachai, Yonichav, you eat the size of the Kazayas. So, who, why? Before we said, whenever the Din Tumor is, let's say, Bechadosha, so what did the Achilles is also Bechadosha? So, over here, if you become Tommy, if you touch this Seva, it should be the same thing if you eat it also. So, my answer is, Amarova b'muvdolim diber hakosif. The pasuk is only talking about the muvdolim means the ches shrotzim. The shmoyne shrotzim have a din tumor on them. The idea is Allah that they eat it to a din yechayiv on the size of a chadosha. But here the Rebbe Yochanan is talking about over here, and he says that ein loikin leim ela b'kazayis. He's going on the other shrotzim that have no din tumor on them. Since they have no din tumor on them, they're taka d'achilo yoni chayiv v'vi the kazayis of it. The Rashi says it's not going on the Braisa here, but because the Braisa, but it's talking about the Shemayin the Shrotzim. But Rav Yechon is going on a different halacha and saying that the Yodah Shrotzim that have no din tumor on them, Yishno Yoni Chai be the Kazayis of it. So, Malay Ravada Barabba the Rover, Mad Ravada Sat Rovom, Elamayativ, so, the Heimanami Liflug, but Heim also should make this difference, Beim Muvdelis Lishayna Muvdelis, whether it's a Muvdel or not. So Rashi says the Gemara's questions like this. You make a difference between Muvdolim and Shein Muvdolim. That's by Shkotzim, by Shrotzim. If it's a Behemanami, Hil Vakeshin Rachmon Lashrotzim. Since the Torah says the Behem is Behemoth Shrotzim, Bechad Koran one Posik. Nevelas Behemoth Tumeyu, Nevelas Behemoth Torah, Lashrotzim. Tivsiv, Vivdaltim, so it's the same Posik, Vivdaltim, Becholah Shatim Roshadoma. So Neymo Nami, let's see here also the Lahoki Yakshinu here for Torah puts together the Shoni Bay Muvdolus or Shay Muvdolus. What does that mean to say? Filay Mahochi. Doho di Koma de Novela Mitama Bekazayas and Novela Mitama Bekazayas Hainaba Muvdelis. The Behema Torah Korle Muvdelis. The only by Behema Torah has this halacha the Tumis Bekazayas. Shay Muvdelis, it's separated with Behema's Timaeus, it's different to Materas Bachila. Muvdelis here by Behemoth would mean the Behemoth Torah, that's Mutav Achila. Avol Behemoth Tumeya, but a Behemoth Tumeya, which is not Muvdelis, means it's not Mutav Achila. Maybe that doesn't have a Nisa of a Kazayis, but maybe Adika Tvei, Mikazayis Adika Kebetza. Maybe by Behemoth Tumeya, you'd only be Chayiv to eat from it, or Kebetza. That's Gemara's question now. Then the same Pasuk Behemoth, Sukkos L'Shrotzim, or just like Shrotzim, there's a difference between the Shemayin and Shrotzim, has the Issa by a Chadosha. But the other Shrotzim has the Issa of a Kebetza, so maybe who are the Behemoth also? The doubt that a Behemoth has a Loch of the Kazayis, that's only Behemoth Torah. Mashenk and a Behemoth Temeya, maybe it's different, it doesn't have the Shir of a Kazayis. Well, after the biggest Shir, the next Shir will be the size of a Kebetza. And just the Gemara answers, on top of the Yizan, the Gemara says no. Or Malay, Ki komakish rachmon about the shaksu. The hekesh in this pasuk is only negated to the lav about the shaksu. Avli shurim loy, there's not a hekesh in negated to the shurim. Rashi says, Omalei ki akshinu rachmon a behemoth temeya. Uter l'shrotzim, when did we say that behemis? Hokesh l'shrotzim, lav l'flug yishur, not to make differences in the shir, how much you have to eat, bein nevelos muvdelos, bein nevelos sheinu muvdelos, el about the shaksu. This love about the shaksu, kamash malon, the yachas nevela behema tumeya, the yachas nevela behema torah, the yechot shrotzim mechayi v'ochla mishum about the shaksu, that you have this love about the shaksu of each from any one of these three. Olafushe lav, it comes to yet another lav, the nevela's behema tumeya, levad milav, the nevela, excluding not only the lav and nevela, equal lav about the shaksu, for lav the behema tumeya. That's the post, that's the hekesh over here is. It teaches that there's a lav, about the shaksu. Benach Nami, on this halacha of shiurim, to say that by behemah should be different, that kezayis is only by behemah Torah, and by behemah Temeh should have a different shiur, that we don't say. Alright, yeah, we'll stop here. Thank you.